It is 6 o'clock. I'd like to call the November 3rd meeting of the WPCA to order. We'll begin with Pledge Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And before we sit down, I'd like to take a moment of silence to remember Tony Saragusa, a former member of this commission and the great service he did to the town. And he was, well, he's missed out here. Thank you.
Okay.
Roll call vote, please.
Just a roll call.
Yeah.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Present.
Commissioner Gladue is absent. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Maselli?
Here.
Commissioner Terry?
Here.
Item D, are there any alterations to the agenda anyone wishes to make? Hearing none, moving on to item E. There is no motion needed to approve the minutes of the regular meeting in September because there was no quorum and the meeting was canceled. So item F, communication pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Does anyone have any communications to share?
No, sir.
Hearing none. Item G, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a three-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public? Second call, any remarks from the public? Third and final call, any remarks from the public? Hearing none, we move on to item H, report from operations.
Good morning, or good afternoon. Actually, it's good evening. This is the Superintendent Albertson. We had a very good month for the sewer operations. We had good removal efficiencies as far as the two main contaminants, BOD and TSS. We averaged 1.8 million gallons per day, total of 58 million gallons for the month. We had good solids handling for the waste solids that come out of the plant. We had good thickening or dewatering to having total solids around 6%, which is very good for the plant. As indicated in the report, we had a lower use of chlorine this chlorination season, extending from May 1st to October 31st, significantly less than last year, about, I think it was like $7,000 in savings. We are also running at a much higher recycle rate to Rand Whitney of our effluent. Right now we're averaging about 60% of our effluent is being redirected back to Rand Whitney. We sell them that water. We've had a large amount of inspections in the collection system and cleaning. For this fiscal year, we're on pace to have 20% of our 62 miles of gravity sewers cleaned, 20%, and 10% camered with our closed captioning TV. And that's it.
Anyone have any questions?
No.
Derek, would you speak to the letter that the WPCA got from the DEP?
Oh, I was going to do that under engineers.
Okay. And moving on to item I, report from administrator.
So I think I'll not bury the lead and start with the big one. Our accountant decided to retire, so we are without an accountant down there. We have been without one since basically the end of July, and we've been limping along paying the bills. So we thought she was going to come back, and so we're now going to put it out to the union to look for a new account down there, and in the meantime, limping along. So, really, the finances I can't even tell you really where we are. I mean, I know what the bank account balances are, bills are getting paid in that, but I haven't been able to do the check reconciliations and those kinds of things. Trying to find the passwords for each bank account, because everything's done online now. They don't even send you paper statements for the bank accounts.
Did she at least give you the passwords? No. Just decided that she's done.
So I'm hacking into the computer tomorrow again to get some of the passwords that I can. So we're changing them and we're making that transition. So it's a little difficult. We're okay. I mean, things are going okay there. Secondly, Chesterfield pump station repairs are going amazing. That upgrade is, I'd say about 75% complete at this point. And there's been some little change orders that need to happen because of the tightness of the vault where the pumps have to fit in there and whatnot. So that should be completely online, hopefully within the next 2 weeks. And then we can get rid of the temporary pump that is there. The easements have all been secured for the Cook Tower finally. So we're waiting for Joe Casado from Eversource to tell us exactly where he wants to pull. We have to take down some trees. That contract's all in place and ready to go. So we're ready to go with that. I think that's it, unless you have any questions.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions for the administrator?
No, I was just going to say the water tower, you think that'll be on by end of year?
Oh, it's online.
It's online.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's been online for 2 months now, maybe.
You've been running on the 110 power?
Yeah, but we're only running on 110.
Yeah. When's it all going to close out, you think?
The closing for the loan happened last week. Everything is done except for the three-phase power, which, I mean, we can run without it. We're just waiting again for Eversource. We're on the schedule. And everything's in place, ready to go.
So everything with the state is completed?
Correct. And Eversource. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Report from the mayor.
Just want to say that I know that it's been very difficult working without the accountant for these many months that have gone by, and they've done a good job of making the best of a bad situation. Hopefully we're going to get things squared away and rectify that, say no more. Also, congratulations on the water tank to operations and administration. Great job making it work. Did what they had to do to make it work. It's up and running. Thank you.
I'd be remiss if I wouldn't say that our staff did the most tremendous work on that. It, without them, it wouldn't happen.
It was an effort on the part of everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Questions for the mayor?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item K, reports from engineers.
This is Superintendent Albertson again. In June of this year, we received a notice of violation, an NOV, from the Connecticut DEEP, and it was related to primarily some high rain, high influent events associated with heavy rain in the spring of 2024. The NOV required a technical memorandum to be written in response. I wrote that and sent that in also in June of 2025. It was acknowledged as received in June, but was not reviewed until July. At that point, they reviewed it, and in October, they sent a response to my technical memorandum. And what they required in that was three items. One, an improvement in documents that we've seen before, and a process. Number two was process changes that we anticipated to improve our ability to process wastewater during high flow events. And three, they wanted us to use our existing engineer to review everything and anything associated with the NOV response. I met with the engineers today. Our next deadline is November 21st of this year. We will meet that deadline and put a timetable together for a process control document. The engineer, Wright Pierce, the WPCA engineer of record, is on board, and they'll help us get through it.
Any questions for Derek? Engineering report. Thank you. Old business, we have none. New business, we have a situation where we're going to lose our current vice chair because our vice chair also happens to be the council liaison. So as of tomorrow, he will no longer be on the commission. We need a new vice chair. Frank is running for office, so if he's elected, he will not be a member of the commission, and unless they decide to appoint him as liaison, that'll be the end of his term with us. Yeah. And Dean looks like a long timer.
Who are we left with?
I would like to nominate Dean for consideration of vice chair. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations?
No, but I have a note I'd like to make on that.
Okay.
You're losing me, possibly losing Frank, for the benefit of the board. I think that it would be good to wait to see after the election and you get someone to apply from the public for the two positions here and get a liaison and a person from the public to fill those two seats and kind of feel things out as to who you might want here.
I understand your concern. I have a slightly different take, and let me explain what it is. Members of this specific commission, what we do is very highly technical and complicated. More so, I think, than any of the other commissions. Every other commission is also very deeply involved like that, but this is very technical. Members of the, it is my personal belief, not a requirement, but my personal belief that we probably going forward should not have a council liaison be in a position of either chair or vice chair, because they can't promise that they're going to be here longer than 2 years. And it takes that long to come up to speed. You know, in the last 5 years, we lost both a chair and now a vice chair. And that is disruptive to the work of this commission in the terms of the technical competency of the members, you know, how long it takes to actually come up to speed. I've been on here for 6 years and I'm still learning. I've even borrowed books that Derek can attest to this. I borrowed books to a study to understand the workings of the plants and how to do these things and how the things that we discuss on this commission affect what happens downstream in the plant. Now, so that my personal opinion would be not a requirement because there could be other circumstances, but my personal opinion is that I would prefer that a council liaison not be considered for, generally speaking, not be considered for either chair or vice chair. And of course, everyone else's mileage could vary. But that's why I asked to have it put on now, so that, you know, we won't know for some time who the new council will put on as the liaison. And in the meantime, we will be without a vice chair. If something should happen to me, we no longer have any leadership on here. Yeah, God forbid something happened to me. I don't plan to go out until I'm 102, But you never know. So that's why I asked that it be put on here. However, given your point, if you guys would prefer to wait on this until after the election and to see who fills the seats,
but
we can do that.
We'll say hypothetically both Kevin and I are gone. Like, it's not like you have a list of people that are lined up to join the Water and Sewer Commission, do you?
No.
Well, so, like, it could be months before they even get somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be putting Wednesday morning my request in to be on here as a citizen, not as a liaison.
I'm glad to hear that.
So that would put me in the running. Not trying to compete with you, Dean. I'm just saying that, you know, put me back in there, and I have some time on this as well. So
hopefully that would happen, because your work here has been very informative and very helpful. But again, it could take a long time, because they have to go through, you know, and vote on you. You know, and the town council is going to be quite busy organizing itself in the meantime first. It could be a month, 2 or 3 months before that happens. You know,
but could, if Kevin wants to come back as a civilian, can he just come back?
No, he has to be appointed by the town council. But if you guys, you know, we have quorum, if you guys feel that we should wait, if that is a consensus, I'm perfectly willing to do that, because my personal opinion is not a requirement. It's a personal feel. So you guys tell me what you like.
Well, I do agree, like, Kevin is super knowledgeable on this, not to dismiss you, Dean, because you just got on here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would, if Kevin wants to do it, like, I would think he would be the better candidate. But to your point, we're not going to have someone.
Kevin won't be here, even if he gets appointed.
Yeah.
He won't be here for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily. I think that if I could chime in here, if he puts his application in now, and the organizational meeting is on the 10th, we could waive the waiting period, interview, and waive the waiting period. I think we could move it along to get it, because you're going to be lacking a quorum. You could be lacking a quorum. So this will help us meet that quorum with Richard and Dean and you and Kevin. That's four. So whatever happens with Frank, that, you know, you could go either way, naturally, but still, that's something we could bank on.
Mm-hmm. But the council still has to appoint it.
That's true.
So that will be the first Monday in December.
I think they could, if we got his application in now on the agenda for the 10th, we could interview, we could waive the waiting period and appoint same night.
That would be great. But
point of order, I'm not sure you can do that at the organizational meeting of the council.
I don't think you
might
consider
check
any other business.
Let me check into that as far as the...
But at a minimum,
you could call a special
the first meeting.
Meeting
in December would
that's
be...
That's true.
We could call a special meeting.
But we got several items that I have to get moving on, and the question did come up, because it's an organizational meeting, can we do X, Y, Z? But it really comes down to the machine's got to move forward.
Well, again, literally, our first meeting, next meeting is the first week in December, so.
Right. But maybe we could solve that with a special meeting.
Possibly, but the organizational meeting, if memory serves me right, because I was on the council for several sessions, no other business can be conducted.
No.
At the organizational meeting.
I'm pretty sure we've conducted other business at that meeting.
I'll find out. I'll double check on that.
So can we table it, and then if they find out we can or cannot do that at the organizational meeting, we just set a special meeting to re-vote on this? Just we just come in, vote on this? And
well, at that point, they wouldn't have a quorum, because if they lose you and me, they wouldn't have a quorum to vote on it.
Oh.
That becomes the whole quandary here. It's a
Well, we would if Gladue was here. There'd be three of us.
He usually goes south in the winter.
Yeah, I was going to say he goes south.
When does he leave? You know?
I'd be surprised if he was still here.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
He's an early one.
And it took me bashing the current chair of the council quite consistently, almost 6 months before we got you.
Well, my only...
And that was only with the help of the mayor.
I know, my arm's still sore. but I would have no problem if we would go that route. If Kevin gets back on, I have no problem resigning and letting you take vice chair because you have the experience and I certainly don't. So I would have no problem with that at all. If you're worried about having someone here if something happened to you or something, if we could postpone it for another month, that would be fine too. But I have no problem. Whatever you guys want to do is fine with me.
Can we do a temporary?
Pardon?
Can we make him temporary chair or however you do it officially?
No.
I don't think so. The only provision, according to Robert's rules, for a temporary chair is to convene a meeting to elect a chair. Mm-hmm. That's the only time, and then...
Well, hypothetically, say I get on the council tomorrow. Is that, am I done immediately, or could we, just...
You are required to resign immediately.
Okay, all right. I was going to say we could do a special, super quick special,
As soon as you are elected,
yeah.
The charter requires that you resign.
Okay.
So,
but what about, is that the same for Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in any event, if both you guys go, we have no quorum. Period. It's only you and I.
Yeah.
So you...
Yeah, well, at that point, if we didn't have a vice chair, if I got back on as a civilian, then you'd have three.
Right.
Then we'd have the quorum, and then we could figure out a vice chair.
So we won't really be able to conduct any meetings until hopefully that by the December meeting, that gets all resolved, so we can get a quorum again.
So what is the consensus?
Postpone, I think.
I say postpone it.
Yeah. Postpone? Postpone?
I will support you, Mr. Chairman.
Whatever you want.
Well, if we both get on, you guys can't do anything anyways. If I get on, I can be like, hey, we need to do this the first meeting we can. So you said 102. I think you can make another 2 months.
As long as I don't get hit by a bus.
No playing by the schools for you.
Or falling off the ladder while I'm plastering the wall.
Don't let anything could happen.
Stay off the ladder.
All right. Do I correctly understand that the consensus of the commission is to postpone?
I would be in favor of that.
Yeah, same.
Okay. So we will table.
Table.
We will table the election of a...
So you need an official motion to table.
Right.
I'll make a motion to table
Second.
The nomination of
Second.
Vice Chair.
Any further discussion?
Can't discuss a motion to table.
Sorry. I should know that.
Trying to help.
All right, it is tabled until the December meeting, at which time hopefully we'll have a quorum, and if we don't, we'll table it again.
Do we need to vote?
Pardon? No.
Do we need to vote on that motion?
Yes.
Who made the second?
All in favor of tabling?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion is tabled until the December meeting. Thank you very much. Reports and referrals from planning and zoning. That would be me. There was nothing that was discussed at the meeting that affects the WPCA. The only one that might have was the development on Sharp Hill Road. And that was continued to the November 18th meeting. So there was nothing to discuss there.
And Superintendent and I are aware of that development. So.
Yep. So moving on to Section 2, the Water Commission, report from operations.
Yes, this is Superintendent Albertson. The only thing I have to report is we've satisfied the lead copper rule revisions, but we have approximately four water connections that are going to require direct inspection to determine if they are lead bearing. So that will be moving forward. And again, the administrator is reviewing each month the billing per remote sensing of the meters volumes, and he catches any anomalies or erroneous reads. And generally, what have you been, 4 for 4? 5 for 5?
Yeah, I'm a brick.
But like, for example, the package store on Route 32, Labella's, that bill went from like $45 a quarter to $4,500?
Yeah, $600.
Yeah, it was a huge climb, and you could see with the software, the Neptune software that we use for the water supply system, Ron was able to determine that, you know, it was an anomaly. But they had clearly a leak after the meter going into their facility. And it's shocking. Just a leaking toilet is amazing. You think it's a drip, but it adds up. It's a tremendous amount of flow.
Yeah.
So.
It's amazing. Yep.
Oh, that's it for operations.
Questions for operations? Okay, moving on. Report from the administration.
I guess one thing, got a call from a potential developer who wants to develop some property that is in the Squaw ESA. Well, it's in our ESA, but we can't service it. So Squaw can possibly service it. So we're going to have a telecon with them tomorrow and try to get this worked out. So it's a property, and they asked me to keep it, you know, off the record at this point. But it's a property that we can't service with water. It's Squaw can. So basically what happens is, under the Water Utility Coordinating Committee rules and regulations, you make a deal with the ESA who can serve it and get an agreement together. But it's a positive economic development for the town. But when it comes down to it, you guys will have to approve it. So we'll, obviously, it will come back to the commission.
Okay. Any questions? You? Report from engineers?
This superintendent, nothing at this point. No projects ongoing. Flushing is concluded for the warmer months. Flushing occurs within the system to remove the buildup of trihalomethanes, a product of organic residual organic matter and breakdown products of chlorine, and they come together and form these chloramines and make the potential carcinogens. And they're more accelerated in the summer months because of the temperature. But the flushing has been concluded for the year. No reports of elevated total trichloromethane concentrations within the system. One of the great things about this Cook Water Tower, it has a mixing and venting ability, which is essentially a treatment within that stored water container to prevent the buldup of these TTHMS. These potential carcinogens. So by mixing and venting, you drive those contaminants off, and it leads to a better water source for the town.
Questions? Thank you. There is no old business. We have no new business. Reports from Squaw. We had our quarterly meeting. The only business that that really affected the town of Montville was the fact that the sale of the Oakdale Heights was finally approved by the state, and Nusqua now officially owns that property. So that took a long time to do that. A couple of years, I don't know what the state was doing in all that time, but it took a couple of years because it was transferred to their, you know, to their operations 2 years ago. And that's the only report that I have from Squaw. Any questions for me? Okay, hearing none. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public going once?
Let me just add in there that I want to thank Frank Maselli and Kevin Lathrop for their time they served on the commission here. Definitely beneficial, and no disrespect meant, but I hope to see you back. Thank you for considering to put in for that. We could use you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other remarks from the public? Second call. Remarks from the public. Third and final call. Hearing none, moving on to remarks from commission members. Dean.
No comments.
Frank.
Nothing.
Kevin.
I was going to say, I don't know how it'll all work out, but it was a pleasure being here with everyone. I will be putting my application in after the election to be here. Hopefully that works out, but it has been a pleasure serving this, and it's one of the odd things that I enjoyed a whole lot more than I ever thought I would have. So, and thank you for your good leadership through all of it, Chuck.
Thank you. For myself, I want to thank both you and Frank for your service. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
But we'll see how that goes. You know, I don't want to miss you.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope that you are successful in getting back on.
Thank you.
One question that I really have, I probably should have brought up in the discussion about the vice chair for the superintendent and the director of operations. Are there any business that is likely that you're aware of to come before the commission before a quorum is reestablished?
None that I can think of, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair.
Okay.
However, it's a very fluid situation.
Very fluid situation.
No pun intended.
I'm sure we'll flow right through it. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:33.
And we didn't get to say it, but thank you guys as well for your service to the commission.
Thank you.